just as France has passed a new law that makes it a criminal offense to criticize mRNA vaccines, Israel is now demanding of the world that every Western government outlaw any criticism of Israel by labeling it anti-Semitism. This is their new request. So no matter what Israel does in terms of dropping bombs on civilians or weaponizing food scarcity, causing famine, shooting people as they're trying to go to the food aid trucks, causing stampedes, mass death and destruction, you won't be allowed to criticize it without going to prison. Because again, anything that you say that is opposed to Israel's Zionist genocide will be considered a crime. Now, think about what Western governments are doing in order to push censorship. When you question, let's say, the U.S. government, you are then labeled a threat to democracy, a cybersecurity threat. And that's how the censorship is pushed, through collusion with big tech. And it's said that you are spreading disinformation or misinformation. Well, that label, misinformation, is completely interchangeable with anti-Semitism. From Israel's point of view, whatever they don't want you to say, they just label it anti-Semitism. From America's point of view, whatever they don't want you to say, they just label it, you know, misinformation or a threat against democracy. Same thing in Europe. This law in France, which criminalizes people, throws them in jail for criticizing vaccines, was said to be necessary to stop the assault on the institution of medicine, because it would be dangerous, we were told, if people lost their faith in medicine. Oh my goodness, what would happen if people did not obediently follow every last order of the WHO every time they tell you to go out and get a new experimental jab that just might kill you? So you see what's happening here. Three examples, and there are many more, from Canada and also the Online Safety Act out of the UK and so on. Many examples of this, where the governments of the world are now losing control of their contrived narratives, and out of sheer desperation, because the independent media is winning, because information is getting out, it can't be controlled. They are becoming so desperate that they're calling for mass criminalization of any criticism of their authoritarian regimes. Now, you may not know this, but right now it is illegal in Germany to deny the Holocaust. Now, what if it were reversed? What if during the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler signed into law a new law that said you go to jail if you claim that Germany is carrying out a Holocaust? See, because that's what Israel is doing right now. Israel is saying you can't claim Israel is killing innocent civilians or you go to jail, or they want you to go to jail. What if Adolf Hitler did the same thing? Then it would be illegal to point out the Holocaust. Which just brings us back to a really critical point in all of this, which is that, of course, all these governments, all they want to do is protect their democide. They want to protect their mass murder. And instead of allowing free speech, they have to threaten to jail or imprison or fine anybody who questions their democidal or genocidal narratives. And really, Israel is the best example of that today, because Israel just blatantly lies and says, oh, we're not doing anything to harm civilians, while they're exterminating 30,000 plus civilians. It's the most blatant lie that I can think of. Just bombing civilian apartment buildings and bombing hospitals and claiming we're not harming civilians, we're protecting civilians. I mean, just demonic, satanic lies. Now, there have also been calls by the climate cult to censor and even criminalize anyone who disagrees with the climate cult agenda. So this is another big example of what I'm talking about here, where, again, quote, the science can't withstand any questions, can't withstand scrutiny, can't stand up to a debate. I mean, just ask Mark Stein. So the climate cultists want to throw you in jail if you say something like, hey, carbon dioxide is good for plants because it's necessary for photosynthesis. Oh, you go to jail. You can't say that. You have to say that carbon dioxide is evil and we have to get rid of all of it and that's the only way to save the planet, even though that would actually be the way to destroy the planet. If you got rid of all carbon dioxide, the planet would die. All plants would die. All life would die. The oceans would die. It'd be a giant dead ice ball. That's, of course, what the climate cultists actually want, is mass death. And they want to codify their narratives of mass death so that no one is allowed to challenge them. Same thing with the vaccine industry. They want the same thing. Oh, you're not allowed to question vaccines because it's the science. If you question the science, then you're a bad person. Well, what if it isn't the science? What if it's actually the scam? It's the fraud. It's the Fauci fraud. That's what it really is. So questioning it is our duty on all these things. It is our duty as human beings to question, why is Israel bombing civilians in Gaza? To question, why are the climate cultists wanting to kill off the human race and to destroy the biosphere? To question, why are the vaccines killing so many people, but we're told that they're perfectly safe and effective, even though they don't work, they're not safe, and they don't even stop transmission or infection. Why are we told that we have to parrot these narratives or we go to jail or we get fined or deplatformed? The answer is very simple. Because the powers that be are losing control. They're losing control because their narratives are rooted in lies, deceptions, fraud, and irrationality, such as the LGBT agenda. And that's another whole area where you are required to push transgenderism or you're called transphobic. There's a label for every person that questions the establishment. You're either an anti-Semite, or you're transphobic, or you're a climate denier, or whatever. They always have labels for you, but the real label should be a realist. You're rooted in reality, but they can't handle reality. So understand, all of this is a sign that we, the people, are winning the information war. And it's because of people like you that we're able to do that. So thank you for your support. Keep supporting us. Visit my online store, healthrangerstore.com, for your nutritional superfoods and personal care needs with laboratory-tested, non-GMO, certified organic foods and superfoods and storable foods and all kinds of other products. That's how you can help support us. Visit us at brighteon.com or use the platform yourself. Post videos. Watch other people's channels. Check out brighteon.tv, or for a really thriving social media universe of truth tellers and people who are red-pilled, check out brighteon.social. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Natural News and Brighteon. Take care. We've got quite a few interesting items back in stock at healthrangerstore.com, and thanks to your support, we're able to keep investing in what I call the infrastructure of human freedom. So check out what we have here. We've got ginger latte. This is a kind of an instant drink powder, and it's incredibly delicious. The ingredients are really pure and clean. Also, of course, non-GMO, laboratory tested and certified organic. It's like an instant ginger latte drink mix. We also have tooth salt with neem back in stock. People love this because of what it does for their oral health. And yes, salt is actually very good to use in toothpaste for oral hygiene. You can find out all the details on our website, healthrangerstore.com. In addition, we have NAC back in stock. That's N-acetylcysteine. You've probably heard about NAC and all of its many benefits in our world today with all the crazy stuff going on. You definitely will benefit from things like NAC that are able to enhance your body's natural ability to detoxify and eliminate toxins from your body with lots of benefits for your health. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. We've got many different solutions here, like instant red and yellow miso powders here. In addition, we have organic butter powder back in stock. That was a difficult one to get. Organic purple barley flakes, of course, high in natural anthocyanins. And, this is a lot of additional material about what people find in terms of benefits from shopping at healthrangerstore.com. Check out the categories here: personal care, supplements, healthy home, yes, even cleaning supplies and fitness, garden and outdoor, and so on. Different health interests, healthy brain, healthy liver, and so on, healthy immune system, food and beverages, including storable foods, and preparedness here, including our knife products. Let me bring those up and show you. If you just search for knife, you'll bring up our survival knives, which are co-designed with Dawson Knives, including Escape from LA, the Mass Ratio Bushcrafting Knife. These are extremely high-end, made out of MagnaCut alloy, which is corrosion-resistant with G10 handles. These are incredibly high-end knives. They'll last you a lifetime. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Sadly, the macaroni and cheese is now sold out. If you're seeing this and you want to get some of that, too late. That is gone. People really love it, but we'll make more. It's just a couple months out. In the meantime, check out all the other categories, and you'll find lots of ways to enhance your preparedness, including freeze-dried storable fruits here, pineapple wedges, mango slices, strawberries, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. We appreciate your support. Every purchase not only helps enhance your own health and your own life, but also helps us continue to build platforms like Brighteon.com and other projects like our large language model project, where we are building the infrastructure of human freedom. Our goal is to help you be healthy, to be free, to have good cognitive function, good longevity, and to find joy, happiness, and purpose in your life. And we believe that good nutrition can play a key role in providing the neurological environment that makes those things possible. So thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.